Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the air this beautiful Monday morning. It's a little chilly outside, but I pray that you're staying warm and that you are serving the Lord today. As we face the issues, let me remind us, as I always do, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. It's not a matter of my philosophy or ideology. It's a matter of what the Word of God says that ought to be meaningful in our lives. And as we face the issues, we do so through the Scripture. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And so therefore, when we face an issue, whether it be what some call political, social, economic, whether it's about the home or the church, we ought to face the issues based on the authority of Scripture. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, before I open with my monologue today, let me say to you, during the course of this week, we've got several good shows that I believe would be a challenge for us to listen to. One of them will be several of them. Let me just read them out. I don't know what order we'll have them in. What about the right to die? Do we have the right as human beings to go into a physician and say, "Dispatch me"? There's some states that have passed laws that allow that, but is it biblical? What does the Word of God say? What should we do? What about the 1,000-year reign of Jesus on the earth? Will that really take place? There's some doctrinal theological positions that say that it won't. There's some that say that the 1,000-year reign of Christ, it's called the millennial reign, is taking place in heaven today. Then what about the issue of modifying Scripture? Is it okay to modify it, to change it? Many publications of the Bible today are doing that very thing. Then a lot of Christians and pastors and Christian leaders are doing that also. Is it right? What does the Bible say in regard to that? Is there a punishment for modifying the Scripture? What about the coming Antichrist? Who is he? When will he come? What will he be like? What does the Scripture say about it? Those are some of the issues that I believe we'll look at during the course of this week. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us at the top of the show, if you want to call in and join in this dialogue today, I believe it's an intriguing one. I believe it's a serious one. I believe it's a dialogue and discussion that ought to be had, but most are shying away from it and never mention it. And I find it fascinating, intriguing, and yet it is something that is so important that I believe we need to face it. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a mixed-up world today. Our society has simply, I believe, devolved to the status of having no capability of having good intellectual, knowledgeable discussions or debates without calling someone a racist. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that that is the top of the issue on national news today, and it has been for the past two or three days, of calling the president a racist? I want us to go further than just the accusations and the demeaning slurs that are flung at our president. I want us to think for a moment. If you believe in conservative policies in today's society, you're called a racist. If you disagree with abortion, you are called a racist. If you challenge someone on the immigration position, then you are a racist. If you think our best security from illegal immigration is a wall on the border of America, then you're certainly called a racist. If you challenge the socialist agenda about no work and yet receive all the benefits of America, then you're called a racist. If you disagree with the liberal policies of social medicine, then you're certainly a racist. If you voted for President Trump, by all means, you are called a racist today. If you think that some dictatorship countries are horrible and that we should not supply them with the opportunity and allow them to simply break the laws and come into our nation, then you guessed it, you're called a racist. if you talk about the BLM, Black Lives Matter, and you point out that it's a socialist, Marxist, anarchist movement, then you're certainly called a racist in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you disagree with President Trump or someone else, be honest enough to discuss and debate the real issues of differences. Don't just default to calling him a racist. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just a little footnote on that. Did you realize that President Trump and Senator Rand Paul went to Haiti with President Trump's funding? And Senator Paul is a ophthalmologist. Dr. Paul was able to restore the eyesight of some 200 people in Haiti. How is this for being called a racist? How is this for being a president that's called prejudiced against Haiti? I find it totally antithetical to the truth to be able to do so. And yet we find that mantra being screamed and the term flung around like ice cream in today's society, especially in the political, social, modern scene today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious subject. The subject that we're talking about, what is racism? Who are racists? Is that right for a Christian to be involved in the slurs and passing it back and forth, calling someone a racist? Not too long ago, I did a broadcast on this very show where I dealt with the BLM and what it's doing to America and who's behind it. And shortly after the show, we didn't call during the broadcast. Shortly after the broadcast, called the church office and within a 3-minute conversation, called me a racist 5 times. He happened to be a black pastor that didn't like the fact that I was calling out some things that's destructive for America. And I don't care what skin color you may be. I don't look at skin color, and I believe God is absolutely tone blind when it comes to skin color. That's not the point of this broadcast today. It's not made to stir up and to in any way challenge anybody. It's simply for us to confront the issues and be godly enough to talk about them, spiritually speaking, from the honest integrity of what God would have us to do. The socialist, Marxist liberals today are willing to murder human beings in the mother's womb. They want to have no walls, no security, no sanctity of biblical marriage, no sexual morality of purity, and no recognition of God. And yet when we conservatives are called racist, then that should be okay. Come on. Let's get real. Stop the dishonesty. Stand up with some real intellectual discussion if we're going to talk about political, social, moral, ethical, biblical, theological issues. Have you noticed that it's only the left liberals, I call them the loose likes, lost left liberals, that accuse others of racism? Did you realize that that is a term that's being bounded about today to simply quiet the opposition or to squelch any differing thought? Ladies and gentlemen, as Christians in particular, we ought to be able to withstand the truth enough that we're willing to debate and to discuss and have dialogue on the basis of the real issues and not cast it off by saying, well, you're just a racist. I think it's intolerable. I think it's immoral. I think it's ungodly. And certainly for Christians, it's unspiritual and unholy. It ought not to be. So let's get down to the wire. We must ask the question, what is racism? Or who are racist? Let me just read you from a dictionary description of racism. The dictionary says it's prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a true statement from the standpoint of the biblical definition. But if a politician or if someone differs theologically and doctrinally and you disagree with it, regardless of skin tone or skin color, is it legitimate to simply throw up a screen and say, well, you're just a racist? I am frightened when I understand, when I discover in my research that racism originally found in about 1932, and then about 1935, it started being used in the context of Nazism and the Nazist theory. Today, it is a political tool to simply squelch and quiet and destroy any opposition of conversation and communication. Now, Wikipedia says goes on to say, the use of the term racism does not easily fall under a single definition. Let me read that again. Wikipedia says, the use of the term racism does not easily fall under a single definition. You know what that's saying? That's saying there is no sound understanding of that. That is saying that it's a fluid term. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's a default position for anyone or anything that you disagree with. You just default on that. You see, to accuse someone of racism is nothing less than espousing hatred, which the Bible calls sin. In fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And I don't know of anything else in society today that brings out that immoral attribute, that unholy attribute of sin and wickedness in the heart, than to point the finger at anyone and calling him or her a racist. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some good news today for you. God is not a racist, yet multitudes will disagree with his definite, definitive standards of right and wrong, of good and evil, of good and bad. Racism is a modern political tool to divide and thus counter the other political position. Now, it's being used today primarily in the realm of political debate and dialogue and diatribe. If you've noticed in the past several days now, everyone on the left that you've heard by turning on the fake news network, CNN and others, you've heard them call President Trump a racist simply because he, by illustration in conversation, talked about some ten-horn dictatorship nations that are truly in serious trouble when it comes to anything that would be called morals and ethics and values and simply honesty and integrity with the leadership of its people in those nations. And simply put, he was simply saying that we ought not to simply open Pandora's box and allow the uncontrolled state of immigration continue. And he was trying to say that. And I'm not trying to in any way, if in fact he did use some language that is colorful, as some would call it, and that are not spiritual or godly in that determination in the discussion. But it does not modify or change the fact that it does not make him a racist. Every human being is made in the image of God. Every life is valued, even the life of that infant in the womb. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today that most shy away from. What is racism? Is the term a normal term that ought to be used in society today? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, every so-called homosexual is still called wicked and evil and a sinner, and it's not racist to say that. Every abortion is still murder, and it's not racist to say that. Every thing that counters real truth is still a lie and ought not to be called a racist or racism. Every soul that sinneth, God says, it shall die, and that's not a racist statement. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Martin Luther King was a Republican. He spoke about reconciliation, of bringing people together, and not using terms of divisiveness. And yet you do not find that mantra and that mindset with the loose likes lost liberals on the left today. They simply cannot come up with anything to have an honest dialogue and discussion about the issues, political issues. And so therefore they just simply fling around the term a racist or racism. Even in America today, we have laws. And on the books with our laws, may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, you speed and you'll get a ticket. You run a red light and you're going to get a ticket. You cross the borders illegally and you're going to be deported. You commit murder and you should be put to death, according to my Bible, in Genesis, the 9th chapter. Not institutionalized for 30, 40, 50 years, you should be put to death according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, does that mean that God or America is somehow a racist today? Not at all. Christians ought not follow the pattern of this old world. The child of God ought to be obedient to the Scripture. And the Scripture mandates that we simply espouse reconciliation and try to make reconciliation even with our enemies according to the Word of God. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that racism and the term racism that's being bounded about is so divisive in society today that it ought not to be. And yet we find simply because we talk about the real issues. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you disagree with another human being about a political issue, a social issue, a moral issue, a theological issue, a biblical issue, don't fling that term out, you're just a racist, because you happen to be a different skin color. I happen to be a different skin color to you. That's immoral. That's unholy. That's ungodly, and it ought not to be so. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, God created only one race, and it's called the human race. It's the human race. Racism is used as a derogatory term to put down anyone that you disagree with. Now, I'd love to have you join in this dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you agree and perhaps you disagree. Perhaps you have some modifications to what I'm saying that you'd like to add. Perhaps you have some thoughts that you would like to interject. Perhaps you've been called a racist, wrongly so. Perhaps you have been demeaned in some derogatory statement in that realm. Does that mean that somehow, some way, your position ought not to be heard, that your position ought not to be discussed with any sane dialogue? No, not at all. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it was the statement of Dr. King so many years ago that said very concisely and very clearly that we ought to consider what's in a man's heart and not his skin color. That we ought to look at it on the basis of what that person can do in addition for society and not subtraction. Dr. King said, and I quote, "We should judge a person based on the content of his heart and not the color of his skin." And oh yes, I understand there's still some that will look at it in an immoral, ungodly, unholy way, but it ought to be on the basis that, especially as Christians, and I pray that you're saved today. I pray that you're listening to this broadcast and you're blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again. I pray that you can go back in history in your mind's eye and recognize a time, a date, and a place where you said, "Lord Jesus, I'm lost. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and save me. Help me to live for you because you died for me." If you prayed that prayer, and if you know you're saved, if you know you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, then, ladies and gentlemen, I want to urge you, encourage you, to challenge anyone. I don't care what skin color it may be. Challenge anyone that it's wrong, that it's immoral, that it's unholy, that it's ungodly, to use that derogatory statement. "Well, you're just a racist. You're just a racist." You've noticed that it's only the left-wing liberals that accuse others of racism. In fact, if you'll notice, especially since President Trump went into office, the term that was used in 1935 and following by Nazi theorists calling someone racist or racism is today the political tool that's used to try to destroy President Trump, this administration, and ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, our homes and our families and our nation. Yes, that's exactly right. That's how broad, that's how difficult, that's how horrific this term is in society today. What about racism? Do you have someone that you disagree with politically? Talk with them and have the intellectual ability to discuss the issues from a godly, moral, intellectual standpoint and not simply fling the term, "You're just a racist." I think it's time in America, ladies and gentlemen, and if you agree with me, I'd love to have you call and let's discuss it. You can call 401-1413, 904-401-1413. If you agree that it's time we stop hurling that term racist or racism in America, I think that it's time that we do so. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's Oprah Winfrey that said, "A lot of old white people must die." You heard me right. Yes, Oprah Winfrey. The one that says that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. The one that says there are multitudes of ways to get to heaven. the one that demeans anything that's called pure Christianity in society today. Yes, we're talking about the same Oprah Winfrey. I think you understand what I'm saying. She said, and I quote, "A lot of old white people just need to die." Now, if that's not a racist term, nothing is. But here she is. She's touted as being a potential candidate for president. And yet we find in her a major divisiveness in her speech and communication in relationship to who white people are and that we just need to die. I think that is the most immoral, ungodly, divisive statement that any person could make regardless of skin tone. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, what if you disagree with some things that Dr. King said? You may or you may not. Does that make you a racist if you happen to say, well, I disagreed with some of his social policies, I disagreed with some of his theological positions? But nevertheless, we need to understand when he made that statement, and I agree with it, you should judge a person based on the content of his heart and not on the color of his skin. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're doing when we hurl around that term racist or racism without the realization that we're going back in the old toolbox of Nazism and the approach that was taken in Germany in the late 30s to divide the nation and to ultimately bring about the reign of Hitler and the total domination of Germany with Nazism and radical socialism and communism. Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, racism is a demonic tool used to divide Christians and to divide communities, and ultimately, if it is allowed to stand, it will divide and destroy our nation. And I want us to understand that is illegitimate, it is unholy, it is ungodly before God today. And if you're saved today, and if you know that you're saved, I pray that this will change your tune, change your attitude, especially, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if your pastor standing in the pulpit preaching that we need to love each other, we need to love Jesus, and the love of God needs to abound in our heart toward our fellow man, how in the world can you then fling that term to someone of a different skin tone that you're just a racist because you happen to agree with the political party called the Socialist, Communist, Progressive Party today? Most understand it is the term the Democratic Party. And yes, I use that very carefully, very candidly, and very directly. Hear me well. Any party that stands for sodomite marriage, that stands for murder of a baby in the womb, that stands for destroying our Constitution of religious liberties, freedom of speech, and the destruction of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms to protect ourselves and our family. Yes, that is in a socialist-leaning background. And if you disagree with anything in those planks, as I said in my opening monologue, if you disagree with abortion, then you're racist. If you challenge someone about the immigration position, then you're racist. If you think our best security form of countering illegals coming into the nation is to build a wall, then you're racist. If you challenge a socialist agenda with no work and yet receiving the benefits of all of Americans, then you're called a racist. And I could go on and on and on. If you disagree with the liberal position, then you're racist. I think we need to stop and ponder a moment what we're doing to our nation. Thank you so much. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question, please. Hello?
Good afternoon, Doctor.
You're breaking up. I guess. Say again what you're saying.
Hello?
I believe we've lost the caller. If you would please call back on a secured line so that I can hear you, that would be great. Be delighted to discuss it with you. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying is we've reached a crescendo in America. We've reached a crescendo when we have a failure of the ability to communicate truth. We have a failure of the ability to communicate and to dialogue and discuss, yes, even to have dissension and disagreement. We've reached an apex of a failure to be able to do that in our society. And I believe it's very detrimental and harmful for our nation for us to continue down the track of having those that disagree to simply, in their disagreement, hurl the term about of you're just a racist. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's because of first and foremost what the Word of God says that is found in the heart, that men are deceitful the heart of men deceitful and wicked above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that as Christians, we ought to be salt and light. As Christians, we have the responsibility of guiding the discussion in a sane manner that will obey and be obedient to the Word of God, and that we'll recognize today, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, that we live in a nation today that we have the right and the opportunity of freedom of speech. And my freedom of speech and my religious liberties and my constitutional liberties and freedoms ought not to be trounced upon and then using that term being hurled about, well, you are just a racist. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, God's not a racist. And I believe that as a nation, we need to recognize, especially as Christians, we need to adhere to the pattern of what God says and not follow the pattern of this old world. And I just simply put it on this basis. Hey, listen, child of God, Christian, listen, black or white, listen, if you're saved, I don't care about your skin color, we need to stop the divisiveness in America. And ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, we can step out on the front line and we can call this to the attention and say, this is wrong. And I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to be a part of doing it. I'm not going to be part of a party that simply does that. May I remind us, yes, we should love everyone. Certainly, we should allow everyone to come to America if they're doing so legally. But we're not to allow it to just have the open borders and to say that if you come, it's okay. We're not going to worry about the condition of America. Does the Bible speak in any way about racism? Should Christians call others racist? Absolutely no. That is not the case at all. As I said earlier, God created one race, and that's called the human race. And part of the human race, when you cut my veins, you cut your veins. I don't care what background we are, what ethnicity, we bleed the same blood, and it's called human blood. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In that human blood is called the DNA of Adam. It's the Adamic blood. And that Adamic blood means that we're all sinful by nature. We're born sinners. We're not sinners because we say something wrong or do something wrong or speak evil. We are sinners because we're born into this world as a sinner. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin, therefore death had passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So, yes, we're talking about a sin problem when we talk about using the term racism or hurling about the fact you're just a racist. And may I remind us again, ladies and gentlemen, racism is a modern political tool. Listen, it's a modern political tool. In fact, you can go back into the archives of when that started. It started back perhaps in the late 80s. It started in the late 80s, and it's been intensifying in the last few years because of the left-wing liberals, the lunatics on the left. Yes, I call them lunatics on the left that want to try to undermine and tear down and destroy anything that's godly, anything that's holy, anything that's moral, anything that's biblical. And as a result of that, we have some that hate America and really do, and they hate anything that's going to help make America great again, as our president so often uses. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the subject of racism. I pray that the subject has brought conviction and that you understand that it's wrong biblically, it's wrong theologically, it's wrong morally, and it's wrong ethically, and it's wrong as it is called culturally today. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, thank you for joining us in this broadcast today. I pray this has been a challenge and an inspiration, and we're looking forward to joining in the dialogue and discussion even tomorrow as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.